Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back at 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being with us today. 800-531-3815. As I told you earlier in the hour, buckle your seatbelts. Melanie Sablehouse is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Melanie is the Deputy Administrator of the SBA, and she and I have met. We've had some fun together. We've done some work together. She's been on the show before. She's an entrepreneur in her own right, having founded and operated her own business for a number of years. She formerly did with that. She was with the IBM for a number of years. She's a wife and a mother and an outstanding member of the president's administration and just doing a wonderful job at the SBA. She's our good friend, Melanie Sablehouse. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
It's great to be here. And the first thing I want to do is thank you for working so hard for small business. We've never needed it more than right now, Jim. Thank you.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. And, of course, you know, we're fellow travelers, you and I, and all the folks at the SBA. We know how much small business means. Now, this is not just important. What small business owners do, Melanie, what you do up there at the SBA, it's not just a big deal for small businesses. That'd be enough of a reason to do it, just to help small businesses. But it's also very important for the national and, in fact, the global economy, isn't it?
You had better believe it. Right now, I think it's quite impressive when I look at the president's agenda. We are the centerpiece of the domestic policy because small business, without question, is the engine that fuels this economy. And, Jim, we're two-thirds of the net new jobs. We are going to be the catalyst to turn this economy around, and it's very important right now.
You know what's exciting to me, Melanie, not only to see how the Bush administration focuses on small business and how you guys at the SBA are working so hard to create new opportunities and new resources for small businesses. But what's exciting to me is to see how large businesses, your old boss, IBM, and one of my old bosses, Xerox, how they're thinking about small businesses. They're not just thinking of us as backwater mom and pops anymore, and they're not even just thinking of us as customers anymore. They're thinking of us more and more as partners.
You had better believe it. I mean, I had the great experience of working at IBM for 14 years, but I look at the large companies, all of them, American Express, Citibank, wealth managers, everyone is looking at small business because they know our strength, and they know that we are an important piece of this economy, and especially women, which I can get into a little later with you, because you know I'm passionate about the fastest-growing market in the United States and in the globe. But it's right now, because of the problems, however, we've had in big business, the scandals that have erupted, the layoffs, the downsizing, the focus is back on us. And I just want to share with you briefly, we had a round table at the White House with the president, and it was appropriately on April the 15th. It was Tax Day.
Right.
We got together, and who is the president talking to for the first time since the war about the economy, but a group of small business people?
Yeah.
He's asking us, what's on your mind? What's happening? We're talking about health care, talking about, you know, regulations burdensome, and then we talked about tax relief. And he said, let me tell you something right now. That is why I'm pushing this job and tax relief package. I want more of your own money in your pocket so you can go ahead and make decisions like invest in your companies, hire someone. That's what's going to create a robust economy, and it's all up to us. So he is focusing, as the whole world is, on small business leading the way.
Well, that's well said, and I'm really excited to hear about those kinds of meetings that small business is that high on the agenda in Washington, D.C. And I'll tell you, one of the things that I remind my audience about is, you know, there are a lot of things that we don't like that hasn't happened yet. There are a lot of things that need to be done. There are a lot of numbers we'd like to see increased, But we got to like the trend, don't we? Even though we've made a lot of progress with regard to being able to deduct our health care premiums over the years, that's gone from zero to, I think, maybe 100% now.
Yes.
Direct expensing went from zero to $25,000, and hopefully this year it'll go to $75,000 when the president gets when they get the tax proposal through. And we may not like all the numbers, but we got to like the trend, don't we?
We got to like the trend, because what it's doing is putting more of our own money back in our pocket. Another one I'm very excited about is elimination of the death tax, owning my own business. You know, all of you out there, how hard you work to build these businesses. And it's just unfair. They tax us, Jim, when we're coming and when we're going.
Yep.
And so what we want to be able to do is eliminate that, you know, completely. And hopefully that's going to happen. That's within arm's length, you know, believe me. Also, another thing that I think is so important is...
Melody, can I ask you to hold that
sure.
thought? Because we've got to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with our good friend, Melanie Sablehouse, ladies and gentlemen, the Deputy Administrator of the SBA. I told you she was a force. She's a high-energy lady, and we're very, very fortunate to have her working for us at the SBA. 22, we'll be right back. We're back. It's 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Brian Rydell will be with us. He's with the Heritage Foundation, as you know. They're hosting me this today and the last couple of days, allowing me to broadcast my show from their wonderful studios here in their building, the Heritage Foundation. He'll be with us coming up at the top of the next hour. And then after that, Russell Brown, an old friend of ours, will be back with us, and we're going to talk about buying and selling businesses, how to do that. And that's coming up in the next half hour. Right now we're visiting with our good friend Melanie Sablehouse, who's the Deputy Administrator of the Small Business Administration. Melanie, I had to stop you just as we were going to a break, and I wanted you to pick back up where you left off.
I will. You know, when we talk to our small businesses all over the country, Hector Barreto, who is our administrator, and you know, is the greatest advocate for small business. Well, he's had his suitcase packed in his living room, and he's been with the president for 6 times in the last 10 weeks because they're out talking to small businesses. And what small businesses are also telling us is that, you know, we want more business. Can you help us? We're looking for more business. So I just wanted to be sure that I let everyone know, all the listeners know, that we have a new business matchmaking program that has absolutely been off the charts for small businesses, putting buyers and suppliers together. And it's not a meet and greet or, you know, a grip and grin, as everyone calls it. We're actually, as for example, in Orlando on March the 4th and the 5th, Jim, we had over 500 companies from 18 states that took advantage of 2,400 pre-scheduled appointments with federal, state, local procurement officials, and they were closing business. We did this with our partners, Hewlett-Packard, and also the U.S. Chamber. But anyway, when you start asking for opinions of small businesses on a scale of 1 to 10, they're calling it an 11. So we're getting ready to go to Chicago on June 17th and 18th. You can go right online, sba.gov, and go right into our matchmaking event and sign up. And I've got to tell you something. I'll also be on CNN-FN on Monday, talking about this program and talking about the billions of dollars of government contracting that's available out there. And this is how you sit in front of them for 15 minutes and you close business.
Well, and this is also in conjunction with the unbundling work that you guys have been doing to get some of the major contractors to unbundle the
absolutely
some of these contracts, the small business portions. They were, many of them were bundling them up and sort of deciding who got what, and it wasn't always a fair and open bidding process. But now that's getting done, isn't it?
It absolutely is. In fact, we are focusing on that, and we're holding agencies accountable. Let me just give you an example. I went to see Alfonso Jackson, the undersecretary at HUD. And he is one of the greatest success stories for assuring that small business gets their fair share. And his numbers are over 50% is awarded to small business as far as government contracting. He said, Melanie, single-handedly, small business can absolutely turn this economy around if we assure that they get their fair share of government contracting.
Mm-hmm.
Because it equals jobs. And that's what's going to stimulate this economy, is putting money back in the pockets of small business so they can go out and hire people and we can infuse this economy. We are focusing on it. It's one of our biggest priorities at the SBA, believe me, connecting entrepreneurs with government contracts.
Now, let's talk for a minute a little bit more about this this program in Chicago in June.
Yes.
And go to SBA.gov, folks, and you can find out more about it. But if let's say that we got a company in Kentucky who's listening, and or they go to your website and they find out, what would they do? How would they take the steps necessary to participate?
Here's what they would do. Number one, they'll go online, and they will explain exactly what is the product they have to sell. What happens is the system we have set up, it will automatically match them with a buyer.
Mm-hmm.
They may end up having 6 or 10 appointments during this 2-day session. At that time, it's almost like the bell rings and you hit the desk. You've got your private sector and your public sector, state and local people sitting there at the desk, and we have everyone. We've got 80 different procurement officers coming. They will then hold those appointments. You'll talk about what your service is, and you will bid on actual contracts.
Wow.
They're at the table with contracts. The second day of that is going to be spent for education. What you're going to be doing is looking at, number one, talk to me on how I get on the GSA schedule. How do I really work and get business with the federal government?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about access to capital, let's look at international trade. We've got to diversify our markets. We've got to think big, bold, and audacious. What are the trends in technology and marketing? All of that's going to go on at this 2-day session. I wouldn't miss it. We are going to move on to other locations. We're going to be in D.C. doing the same thing on September the 19th. We're going to be going to Anaheim, California in October and Houston in December. That's our schedule right now.
Wow. What a great set of venues there for small business. And, folks, I hope you take advantage of this. If you're not, don't come complaining to me that you don't have enough business, because Melanie and Administrator Barreto and the president and so many people in the government now, they're getting it. I mean, many of them have already gotten it. Melanie's known for a long time how important small business owners are, and so is Hector. But sometimes over the last few years, we've always wondered whether the government really got it about how important we were to the marketplace, to the economy. And I think, folks, as I say, we still may not like all the numbers, but we got to like the trend. And as long as we've got people like Melanie Sablehouse up there working for us, then I think the trend's going to get better. I think the numbers are going to get better. Melanie, we got about a minute before we go to a break, and I want to get started talking about what's going to happen in September. Big doings going on in September.
Big doings. You know, the SBA has a wonderful track record for 50 years, done a great job, but we're looking toward the future, and this couldn't be more exciting because we want to empower America's entrepreneurs. We want to be the greatest advocate. You know, the entrepreneur today has changed, Jim. They want it now, quick, 24/7. Make it happen, simple. Get government out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are trying to take this agency and respond to that by delivering results. So we're kicking this thing off in August, and we're going to have this legislative signing ceremony at the Dwight D. Eisenhower Library in Abilene, Kansas, because he started the SBA
right
50 years ago. Then we're going to move on to our September 15th to the 20th SBA's National Entrepreneurial Conference and Expo in Washington, D.C., Empowering Entrepreneurs in America. And it's going to be exciting because it's at the Washington Hilton and Towers, recognizing
Melanie, hold on. I got to stop you. We got to go to a break.
Okay.
Folks, don't unbuckle your seatbelts. Melanie hasn't left yet. 10 till. We'll be right back.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out?
We're back at 7 till. We're visiting with our good friend Melanie Sablehouse, Deputy Administrator of the SBA. Just absolutely doing a wonderful job up there, and as you can tell by listening to her, folks, she not only gets it, she believes what she's talking about because she's lived it. She's done what you and I do. She's run her own business. She started from scratch and made something out of nothing. She has made payroll. She signed to the front of a lot of paychecks. And Melanie, again, on behalf of my audience and for all that you do, we thank you.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk about, I want to go back just for a little bit and talk about the 50th anniversary. Folks, this September is the 50th anniversary of the SBA, and so I'm going to be broadcasting from there, as I've been doing now for the last several years. We'll be interviewing, Melanie will be on the show. I'm sure we'll try to get Hector on the show, the Administrator Hector Barreto, and also I'll be interviewing the top winners of the Small Business week, and which I've done now. This will be my sixth year in a row to do that, Melanie, and I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be in September, so folks, make your plans.
15th through the 20th.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Let's talk about, and by the way, you can find out more about that at SBA.gov. They got a whole new redesigned website. It's dynamite.
Great,
congratulations on that again, by the way.
Thank you very much. We're working hard to be sure that we're communicating through the Internet effectively to our entrepreneurs.
Well, and you're even my show is now made available over the SBA's website.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Talk to us
about what you're doing with women in the marketplace.
You know, I look at women, and right now I'm a representative from the White House as well as the Small Business Administration, focusing on, as our president calls it, and I love it, he says, when it comes to job creation and entrepreneurship, it's increasingly becoming a woman's world. Mm-hmm. And you know, Jim, you look at the statistics and you wonder why we are the economic powerhouse of the 21st century. We're doing summits all over the country. Recently, we were in Philadelphia. 2,000 passionate entrepreneurs sponsored this event by the White House, Department of Labor, and SBA. Women are coming to these because they want opportunities. They say, show us the money. How do we get access to capital? Where do I get the venture capital? Talk to me about effective marketing approaches. I need to go global. These sessions are standing room only. They're phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And it's because women are right now starting businesses at twice the rate of men and staying in business longer. And what's really, really interesting is women control, Jim, 51% of the private wealth today, and we are controlling over half the New York Stock Exchange. What this
Mel, you're starting to scare me a little bit.
I know it. I want you to know, men, look out. Look over your shoulders. We own 40% of all the businesses, but what's happening is it is becoming a woman's world. But we're very proud of them. We want to be sure that they have absolutely all the resources they need to be extremely. Now, here's the best line of all, though. Listen, listeners, to this. Right now, we're going to inherit 85 to 95% of our nation's wealth. And you know why, Jim? We live 7 years longer.
Yeah, and there's a couple of jokes in there. I'm not going to get into Melanie, and I'm sure you know them. But anyway, no, I'll tell you, it's so exciting to me. One of the most exciting things that I've had the pleasure of doing since I've been doing what I'm doing now, and even prior to this, when I was in private practice as a business consultant, and that is to see the lights come on in the eyes of women who had not been empowered before, and for them to see what happens to them when they learn things, when they see how they can use different tools, when they become smarter about running a business and they start making things happen. It's the most gratifying thing you'll ever see is to see those lights come on.
I totally agree with you. I don't know if it's a different DNA or what it is, but I can tell you that women are they're passionate. They make good managers. They are very calculated risk takers. I mean, that's what makes us who we are, because we're going to go ahead and move forward and take the risk that many other people wouldn't even consider.
Right.
And that's what makes entrepreneurs. They know how to build a strong team. They know how to motivate them, and they're also smart. You know what else? Women know, and I love this about them, I think that we know what we don't know. So what happens is, like, men are always afraid to ask for directions. Women aren't.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and say, listen, I don't know this. I need this financial assistance to help me.
You're so right about that.
It's true.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm proud of the women entrepreneurs of America. And, you know, we are becoming this economic powerhouse. And we want to be sure at the SBA, believe me, that we're supporting them in every way. And as you know, we do with women business centers and small business development centers. And also we're recruiting women for our SCORE chapter.
Right.
And we need more women helping other women.
That's right.
To move ahead.
You know, another thing, guys, don't forget this. Women make great customers because they like to spend money, right, Melanie?
Oh, my God. Do you know that we're responsible for 81% of the purchasing of all goods and services, and it can't all be shoes?
I believe it.
So.
And more's the pity, right? Melanie,
right.
Thank you for being here. Good job today. Just don't wait so long to get you back on.
I will. Thank you.
Melanie Sablehouse, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd have fun when Melanie joined us. She'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.